FM 90.3 WJTL, that's We Are Messengers. Point to you. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7:21.
Today, mostly cloudy, high 84. We have a chance of afternoon showers or maybe some storms today. Looks like a really good chance of storms and heavy rain tomorrow. Even some storms on the overnight tonight. Tonight, we'll drop to 70, high 82 tomorrow. 77 and mostly cloudy Saturday with, again, a chance of storms. Sunny and 80 for the high on Sunday. Right now, it's overcast and 69.
This morning, our very special guests are with Hope International, Luke Harbaugh and Scott Mesner here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Luke Harbaugh is the church representative at Hope International. And Luke, many, many years ago when Jeff Root came on to first tell us about Hope International, we were all sort of trying to understand the concept. Now, it's hard for me to think or imagine that some of our listeners might not know what Hope International is today, but just give us a little bit of a rundown with what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hope is an organization that started right here in Lancaster County, and our offices are still here in Lancaster, and we just actually celebrated our 20th anniversary.
Crazy.
And so, yeah, it's been really amazing just to see what God has done through this ministry and through the work of Hope over these last 20 years. And so we're just blown away by his faithfulness and what he's been able to do around the world. And so what we do basically is we look at men and women that live in poverty around the world. We work in 16 different countries. We have about 950,000 clients. And we look at men and women that are in those situations, and we believe that God has given them the gifts and the skills and the abilities that they need to provide for their families. But unfortunately, just because of where they were born and what their society looks like, in a lot of cases, they just don't have the opportunities to really fulfill those dreams and those wishes. And so what we do is we go into communities and work with men and women in poverty and work with their families, giving them basic training that's biblically based on how to run a business and how to run their finances. And we also give them access either to a safe place to save money or a small loan with the hope that they would take that training or that loan and then start a small business so that they could have a sustainable way to provide for their families. And so really just trying to invest in people and give them a hand up in life and allow them to really pursue the things that they want to pursue.
And you must have a lot of great stories about how God has used Hope to impact some of the folks you work with.
Yeah, there are many tens of thousands. And what's really great is that our clients really are the heroes in the story. We're just giving them a little bit of an opportunity, and they're the ones who really take it and run with it. So there's actually a woman that we've highlighted this year named Severa, and she lives in the country of Rwanda, which is a little country in Africa. And she was somebody who just a few years ago would definitely be considered to be one of the poorest in the world. And she wanted a new opportunity. She had kids that she couldn't put in school. She didn't have a home, and she just wanted a different way of life. And so she came to Hope and our partner there in Rwanda. She took a small loan, and she started selling peanuts in a local market and found a lot of success and was able to repay her loan and provide a little extra money for her family. But the cool thing is that she decided that she was an entrepreneur and that she really loved what she was doing. And so she's actually come back multiple other times, taken more loans, and started other businesses. And so today she owns about 6 or 7 different small businesses,
wow,
rental properties, a supermarket, all kinds of different things. And she employs 50 people,
amazing,
inside of her village now,
yeah,
which is really cool. She's been able to adopt orphans and drill wells. And so this woman is just an amazing, amazing woman, but a great example of what people are able to accomplish if you just give them a little bit of a boost and a little bit of help in life.
That's amazing. Now, some of our folks might be able to get involved, and especially if they're involved with a church, because your church partnerships are very important to the success of Hope. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we love partnering with churches around the world to kind of help in our mission, and we want local churches around the world to really own what Hope is doing. But even more than that, we love to work with a local church here in the U.S. We love to find partners and people that have similar passions and similar philosophies behind how to help folks around the world. And so we're always looking for partners and people that really buy into this model and this method to walk with us. And what we want to do is really prop churches up and help them accomplish the mission that God has given them and the things that he wants to do through them around the world.
And to that end, Luke has brought his friend Scott along. Scott Mesner is the Global Ministries Associate at Calvary Church. And Scott, tell us a little bit about your experiences working with Hope International.
Yeah, at Calvary Church, we continue to hear about all the wonderful things that Hope International was doing around the world and how God was using Hope International to bring about transformation. And so as we continue to raise up and send out our own, we also look for opportunities to partner with the church around the world to see how these disciples are continuing to leverage the gospel in these unique places. And so we entered into a partnership with Hope International in 2012. We started in the country of Rwanda. We have since transitioned to Malawi, and it's been a wonderful opportunity for us to invest and to learn, to grow in that partnership in so many different ways.
Has it given folks from your church the opportunity to go to Malawi or Rwanda as part of working with Hope?
Yeah, we sent a team back in 2013 to Malawi, a video team, to come back and tell the story of what God was doing in the country of Malawi. So for us, it was an incredible opportunity to learn from just how they were pursuing Christ, their passion for the lost, and to be able to take that story back to Calvary Church. And then for us to consider, you know, to what degree are we also doing that here in our own neighborhood? And to see Hope International in the way that they invest in the poor, and to challenge our own thinking of how do we do that here and how can we walk alongside people in our own community? So that's been the wonderful thing for us as it relates to the partnership.
That's very cool. And Luke, if folks want more information about Hope or how their church could get involved with you, what's the best way for them to get that info or get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the best way is through the website, www.hopeinternational.org. And there's a Take Action page. And when you go to the Take Action page, there's a specific tab for churches. And so you just click on that, and my information should be there, and that's the best way to get in touch.
Visit hopeinternational.org. Check out all the information. We'll talk more with Luke and Scott coming up in just a bit. Back to the music. This is Matt Moss.